The best-of-five series matches the top two teams in the THHL West Division regular season against each other. The Seahawks were a league best 1-7-1-0-0, while Killarney was 1-5-3-0-0. In their lone matchup this season, Minnesota Elkhorn prevailed 3-0 on the road. Killarney is a very solid team, Seahawks coach Garth Mitchell said. Our one regular season game was a very close, tight game that we were able to get a victory on one of best 60-minute efforts of the year. They are the type of team that you would expect in the division final, excellent goaltending and defense and a very good group of forwards, very solid team. Minnesota Elkhorn hosts Game 1 on Friday. Game 2 is Sunday in Killarney. The Seahawks host on Wednesday. If needed, Game 4 is March 17 in Killarney, and Minnesota Elkhorn hosting Game 5 on March 19. Minnesota Elkhorn swept Rivers 3-0 on the division semifinals. Killarney defeated Verdun 3-0 in their series. In the East Division finals, Gladstone is taking on the Minnedosa Bombers. Gladstone's Jordy Geddes leads the THHL playoffs with 23 points and 17 assists. Minnesota Elkhorn's Taylor Sanheim has a league-best 8 goals so far this postseason. He is second in points with 19. Teammate Jason Bowles is third in scoring with 17 points. Seahawks goalie Corey Gardham has backed the team to 4 of their 5 wins. He has a 1.50 goals against average while teammate Ian Oliver has a 1.00 GAA. Verdun Oil Kings. This winter the Verdun senior team was successful on the ice and in the community. From the start of the year there seemed to be a lot of excitement around the team in talking to people, coach Ryan Matheson said. From the volunteers to the sponsors and fan support, it takes a community behind the team to make things work and we appreciate that immensely. The Oil Kings saw their successful season end March 1 with a 5-2 Game 3 loss in the THHL West Division semifinal series with Killarney. At home, the Shamrocks led 1-0 and 2-0 at the intermissions. They used 3 power play goals in the third to extend their lead to 5-0 by the 7:20 mark. The Oil Kings battled back with goals by Colin Cook, on a power play, and Ryan Colin, but it was not enough. In the West semifinal, we had the effort every night but had trouble converting on our scoring chances, Matheson said. Killarney played well and between their goaltending and defensive structure were able to close out the leads they got. Verdun had fallen 5-2 in Game 1 and 2-1 in Game 2. The Oil Kings were 1-4-3-1-0 in the regular season to finish third in their division. The Verdun squad swept the Hartney Blues, 2-0, in a division quarterfinals series. The group aspired to longer playoff run but the West Division of the THHL is full of strong teams with a chance to win, Matheson said. We had the commitment and elevated our game in playoffs, but it wasn't meant to be this year. It's a lesson we will learn from and come back hungry for success next season. In the postseason, Ty Lewis led Verdun with 5 goals and 8 points. Tanner Lewis had a team-high 4 assists. Devin LeBlanc had 4 goals and 6 points to place second on the Oil Kings in both categories. Tristan Rinn played all 5 playoff tilts for Verdun. He had a 3.71 GAA.